This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
New York's long-awaited subway line is now officially open. The 2nd Avenue subway officially opened to the public yesterday. The extension of the Q line is the first major subway expansion in New York in over 50 years. Now residents of New York's Upper East Side will have shorter walks, maybe faster commutes. But along with the new convenience comes rising rents. Marketplace's Adam Allington has the story.
The new 2nd Avenue line costs $4.4 billion and is worth every penny, says Governor Andrew Cuomo.
That claustrophobic feeling is gone. These are large ceilings. There's artwork that is spectacular.
But even as the city celebrates the opening of the new line, others worry about a possible trade-off. Jun Choi owns a dry cleaning shop near one of the new stations. He fears his rent will go way up and he'll be priced out.
It could go double the rent that I'm paying now.
According to a report by the real estate website StreetEasy, people living near the three new stations could see rent increases over $450 a month. But that's actually not that much, says Redfin broker J.D. Police, especially in Manhattan, where commute times are everything.
Oh, it's priceless because it gets you from A to Z in minutes versus, you know, having to take a cab.
The next phase of the 2nd Avenue line will extend up to Harlem and cost an additional $6 billion. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.